They're a big play defense, top 10 in interceptions, top 10 third down percentage, top 10 in sacks. And, you know, that's where they make their money, so to speak. You know, getting defensive stops, getting off the field, getting the ball back to their offense. They take advantage of teams that don't protect the passer very well, that turn the ball over a lot.
Calvin Johnson came off a great performance, Coach. We saw the team coming up a little bit short, unfortunately, but how uplifting is it to see that Calvin's really putting in that production of what he's capable of doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, he hadn't been 100%, but the last couple weeks he's gone and had really good games, despite the fact that he hasn't practiced. We got him on the field a little bit last week, but, you know, this week he's starting to get a little bit better. We get him on the field. He's always, you know, a guy that affects the game once he's on the field on Sundays. Like any other player, he's dealing with, some bumps and bruises this time of year, middle of the season in the NFL. But he's certainly a guy that when he's out there makes plays, and we saw that last week, and so the week before with 100 yards in the first half.
What have you learned about your team, just taking away some of the positive things so far at this point in the season that you're really impressed with?
I think that, you know, particularly losing a tough road game, a division game, felt a lot like losing that Chicago game. You know, you look at the game and fairly evenly matched teams, and we make a couple of mistakes. They take advantage of them. When we bounce back from Chicago, we're able to come home against a tough Seattle team and get a win, and go down to Jacksonville and get a win. We need to be able to do the same thing, you know, but be able to put a loss behind us and move on to the next game. And we need to concentrate on improving and the next opponent, and rather than worrying about all the other stuff that goes on.
And what would a win against your division rival, the Packers, what would that mean for your ball club, Coach?
Well, number one, get us to 5-5, and it's the only game we play this week, so it's the only thing we can concentrate on. So our whole week of preparation and everything else goes into just that one opponent. So you live and die week to week, and that certainly would mean a lot to us. But also it's the start of a three-game homestand.
And speaking of which, you have the Texans just a couple days from now, so it's going to be a tough turnaround for you, Coach, in terms of preparation.
Yeah, that's we can't worry about that now. Everything we do will be Green Bay Packers, and it's the only preparation we can do this week. We'll get that done, and then after we get that done, we'll move on to the next one.